Hi everyone, it's Meredith, and today we're going to talk about the glory. So first we're going to read from Acts 26:13. At midday, O King, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. In Ezekiel 43, then he, the angel, led me to the gate that faces toward the east, and behold, the glory and brilliance of God of Israel was coming from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. Brilliance is lampratos, and it means brightness, and noga is brightness, and it means clear shining. And we see in Proverbs 4:18 that the path of righteous men is like a brightness. Ezekiel 10:4 says, full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. So the glory of the Lord is bright. It's clear light. Lampratos or noga. It's brightness. And when the glory manifests, it is white, bright in appearance. It's pure white light. In Luke 10:18, however, it writes, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So we get a description of what Satan looks like, lightning. We see in 2 Corinthians 11:14 that Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. So we see immediately that the glory of the Lord, that the glory is bright. It's pure, white, bright light. And then we look at the comparison, who is the counterfeit, which is Satan. And our description is that Satan fell like lightning from heaven. So he is like lightning. So from that, we can have a look at lightning. And in the Greek, astrape is lightning, as in a flash of lightning, luster, bright shining, and it's from the word astrapto. So astrapto means I flash with then like lightning, it says, and am lustrous, dazzling, lighten and shine. So Jesus says in Luke 17 about the coming of the kingdom, they will say to you, look here or look there, but do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, but so also will it be when the Son of Man in his for the Son of Man in his day. But we are being told here the light of Satan will cover from one side of the earth to another first. His day of light is to be seen this way, and then the Son of Man's light is to be seen that same way but later. But we are directed to not go after or follow the light that is spreading across the earth, like flashing here and flashing there and popping up here and popping up there. He says, do not go after them or follow them. Go after them in the Greek is dioko, and it means to run swiftly or to catch a person or a thing, to run after it, to run after, to follow after someone or endeavor to acquire. There are ministries literally called Catch the Fire and pockets of lightning here and there, literally telling people to come and catch this pouring out of this light. So this same stream of lightning chases demonstrate what is called a gold dust manifestation. However, astrapto is the literal word to describe Satan's appearance in Scripture, which we just read in, which we can see in Luke 10:18. So astrapto, again, it means I flash, I dazzle, am lustrous. For example, there is a man named Joshua Mills, and he is well known for dazzling with gold light all over him. And he's a key person appearing at an ongoing man-named revival in Queensland, Australia, at Pour It Out Church this May in 2016. And I would argue that gold dust is not an external manifestation, but rather what is in him is being exposed by the brilliance of the glory which is sovereign. The glory illuminating the vessel who carries the gold idol spirit. Satan masquerading as an angel of light and revealing the true spirit which is inside of that body. Ephesians 5:13 says, "But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light." And the word theoron or theon means flashing, and it's used in relation to the sulfur smell left by lightning, and it's from the word theos, meaning brimstone. Phos is another word, and it means to appear. It means to shed light, to become visible, show myself as a source of light. And not it doesn't mean I am the light, like we know Jesus comes as in John 8:12, where he says, "I am the light of the world." It's not that type of appear. It actually derives from the Greek word, the Greek enlightenment, which we know is human philosophy. So it's counterfeit light. And the phanos or phano from phos, and it's used as the word to it's used as the word appears in James 4:14, for what is your life, he says. It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. So just being used in this context, the word appears. 1 Peter 4:18, what will become of the godless man? For Satan appears as an angel of light. So theos, the flashing lightning used in the context of understanding false light, also sees theos as godlike and partaking in a divine nature. And Satan, as evil and deceptive as he is still an angel who is of light. However, his light is dim. It's dim. Like it says in Lamentations 4:1, how the gold has become dim, and even the jackals present their breasts to nurse their young. But the daughters of my people is cruel like ostriches in the wilderness, and the tongue of the infant clings to the roof of its mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them. Her Nazarites were brighter than snow and whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, like sapphire in their appearance, and now their appearance is blacker than soot. So, Theos, as evil as he is, that light is dim, and it's not brilliance, clear white light, as he is cut off from the glory of God. So therefore, he manifests, or disclosed, for another word, as a darker gold light, which is regularly used in scripture when describing false gods of golden color. Nahum 2:4 states, "The chariots race madly in the streets, they rush wildly in the squares, their appearance is like torches, they dash to and fro like lightning flashes." And chariots here in the Greek is harma. And we see it used both in Acts 8, when the angel of the Lord commanded Philip to overtake this chariot, he said. He was speaking of the eunuch. And in Hebrew, chariot is the Merkaba, which is a vehicle used by idol gods to get around in the spirit realm. So this same word, chariot, Philip sees in Acts, we see Philip, he sees the eunuch, and the eunuch is reading Isaiah. And he was and he was on the part in Isaiah where it says he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, yet he couldn't understand it. And Philip preached Jesus to him. And then from there they went to be baptized. So the chariot in Nahum 2:4 moves to and fro, and we see that manifestation, as I've spoken about in a previous podcast, from Lou Engel at the Azusa Now, was that to and fro manifestation again of the spirit that's inside of him. It's a chariot spirit. It's a spirit from not the Spirit of God. It's a different spirit. And we see the chariot used in Revelation 9:9. The sound of their wings was like chariots running for battle. Who their king over them is the angel of the bottomless pit. So that same word there in Revelation, the same word there in Nahum 4 is talking about a chariot. And chariots are gold, and we see it in Exodus where the chariots got the Egyptians were Pharaoh's and the Egyptians were in the chariots, right, chasing the people of God, trying to capture the people of God. And again, they were vehicles too, and they were idol gods, weren't they? Right, they were idols. So the chariots are gold, and they are used to carry false gods. And the vessels that have gold appear on them, I would conclude, and are a vessel filled with the counterfeit light of Satan, and not a vessel filled with the Spirit of God, whose light is pure and white brilliance. So I would also propose the disobedience in chasing after these counterfeit glory and fire events by undiscerning believers have seduced new believers to attend in order to not miss out on the God they have just accepted as Savior, for example. And in their fragile infancy and limited awareness of the spiritual realm, they are being subjected to total deception, believing they are encountering God and not remaining in Jerusalem to wait on God to send his Holy Spirit to them, like it tells them in Luke 24:49 to do. And it's causing children to stumble because of the older generation's idolatry. They've built golden idols in bodies now and worship them as people who carry a special glory or anointing or are God's chosen messengers. And they bring them in for all to gather around so they can all get some of the treasure they carry. It's no longer building golden statues to be worshipped, but just as Jesus destroyed the temple and he rebuilt it himself into a living temple, so has Satan counterfeited, and he's destroyed the power of the idol statues and he's rebuilt them into living temples. Therefore, it says in 2 Corinthians 11:15, and therefore it is no great thing if his, meaning Satan's, ministers of righteousness, who will be, therefore it is no great thing if, we're going to read that, so just bear with me a sec, because, just bear with me, sorry, but, there we are. So he says, for such a false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. I would even suggest, where the gold dust manifestation, or better rightly stated, is where the golden idol spirits are no longer being disclosed, is because the glory is not there to illuminate it. It has departed the temple, like we see in Ezekiel 10. However, as it is carried in believers, there will be occasions where the glory will illuminate what is in a person. and a brand new believer who has been filled with the glory will emit the illuminating glory onto people. And in these cases, those near them will manifest what is in them. And this is completely acceptable as why people resist the Holy Spirit. The Spirit in them does not want to be exposed. Therefore, all types of distractions and deceptions are cultivated to keep God away so they, the false God spirits, can keep the vessel that they are using. So, in these cases, these possessed vessels struggle with all types of issues because they have not been able to have the Holy Spirit to forgive their sin, which means to get out the spirit that's causing them the problem. There's offense, there's pride, and those things are built up even to hear the word, I need my sin forgiven. I mean, just a misunderstanding of what that actually means, that immediately barriers go up. And other reasons, they will drink, they will experience the Holy Spirit, they'll go back into their homes, people will manifest on them, and that oppressor that's in the other body will oppress the Spirit of God that's in this new believer. And this new believer isn't discipled or doesn't have any roots in or any foundation in the Word of God, and they're easily deceived again and easily overcome again by the spirit of Satan, right? This false spirit that's in other people, and easily deceived. Their eyes are covered again, and then Satan's always working to deceive, to keep you from drinking, to keep you away from the scriptures, to keep you away from drinking the Holy Spirit. Because if you get so full of the Holy Spirit, everything that has caused the trouble will have to leave. It cannot stand. It has to be exposed, because that's what it says. It is written, it is exposed, and it goes. So, and here is where we, it's in these cases where these, the possessed vessels, they struggle with all types of issues, and I just said that, right? So here is where we see people and churches, you know, they're running counseling programs, workshops, step programs, all these natural programs to cope with these problems that we're encountering, that they're dealing with, because they're caused by these natural counterfeit lights hiding inside the vessels. So they're coming up with natural counterfeit programs to deal with them. Anything to keep the Holy Spirit away. Therefore, we see the lawless one at work, as it says in 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 to 12, and I'll read it. I'll read it in the Amplified. Sorry. Oopsie. All right. In the Amplified. 2 Thessalonians 2, 8. Where am I? Is it? Yeah. 2, 8 to 12. So, and then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing at his coming. The coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, is through the activity and working of Satan, and will be attended by great power and with all sorts of pretended miracles and signs and delusive marvels, all of them lying wonders, and by unlimited seduction to evil, and with all wicked deception for those who were perishing, going to perdition, because they did not welcome the truth, but refused to love it, that they might be saved. And therefore God sends them a misleading influence, a working of error and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false. So God lets you stay in it, and lets you believe and stay part of the delusion, because it's pride. And in order that all may be judged and condemned, who did not believe in or refuse to adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth, but instead took pleasure in unrighteousness. But we, brethren, beloved by the Lord, ought and are obligated, as those who are in debt, to give thanks always to God for you, because God chose you from the beginning as his first fruits, first converts for salvation through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit and your belief in the truth. And it was to this end that he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain and share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions and instructions which you were taught by us, whether by our word of mouth or by our letter. And now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement and well-founding hope and grace, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them, make them steadfast and keep them unswerving in every good work and word. So, it's a bit long-winded. The amplified there, I do like it myself, but I'm just going to read in the New King James. It might be a bit. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned to who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Right? And so the solution for those wanting to be free from the deception and the delusion, we'll just close with 1 Thessalonians 4. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us, how you ought to walk and please God and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this manner, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us the Holy Spirit. So it's a life of holiness, right? So you come out of Satan and into God. And you do that by drinking the Word, drinking the Holy Spirit, being so full of the Holy Spirit continuously that all you do is manifest the glory of God inside of you, and that will remove all of Satan's works in other people around you. And he says, don't go in, right? You see it in Genesis where the sons of men, the fallen angels, right, took bodies and then they went into women. Right, these unknowing women, women who didn't understand. And there's nothing new under the sun, right? I mean, if you're seeing, the people manifest because of the glory that you're carrying, don't pull back because of that. You keep drinking and go forth and let it get rid of everything and everyone in your path that hinders the Holy Spirit in your life. Let nothing hinder the Holy Spirit, even if it's just you and God and no one else. There is nothing more important in this right now than being so full of the Holy Spirit, because what it does is it opens up your eyes And it gives you the wisdom and the discernment to be able to see the deception and to know and choose wisely for you and your family and to know what is going on. But being in strong delusion because of rebellion or because you just don't care or you don't want to know or being ignorant of the things of the spirit realm is utter foolishness, right? And that temple has been purchased by the Lord for you. So you drink the Holy Spirit, surrender your soul to Him, be subject to and make Him the Lord over your temple and be full of His Spirit continuously, not the things of the world. It's drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. So every delusion and deception around you will become and be made manifest by the glory of God which is inside of you, Christ in you, the hope of all glory. All witchcraft will come off. Every deception, every lie, every area of darkness will come off your life. You drink and drink and drink. Don't be tempted to go over here. Don't go there when they say, come over here. Here's the Lord here. Here's the Lord there. None of that. It's you and the Lord, and you drink and you drink and you drink. These are not the days to be playing games with the Spirit of God. So I hope this has helped you guys. I love you. God bless you. And I will talk to you next time.